just get some massage oil. You look good lying there, just waiting for me with that grin on your face. You're so cute. Okay. Where would you like me to start? All right, feet, and then work my way up. Okay. Warm it up. All right. I'll just start with your right foot. So rub your feet up and down and get in between each toe. Pull it a little. Gently, I don't want to hurt you. I'll work my way up to the arch of your foot and press on that a little bit. Rub little circles with my thumb. I know that you're a little self-conscious about your feet, and I just want you to know that I like them, and I like touching them and rubbing them, and I like putting my own feet up against them at night. You keep me warm. There's lots of good things about your feet. All right. Your smile, you get me in the heart every time. You have that grin and those sparkly eyes. I'm just gonna do your other foot too. Now keep things balanced. I don't know why the massage people always do that, but I'm gonna do it too. I'm gonna pretend I know what I'm doing. All right. You know what that sparkle in your eyes reminds me of? Our first encounter, remember? Ah, of course you do. You don't mind if I just talk about it while I rub up your leg, do you? It's one of my favorite memories ever of us, but just all time. When I was in that cafe with my parents and I looked across the room and saw you at a far table with some of your friends laughing. And you looked up for a second and you caught my eye. I'm just gonna start working on your knees and thighs. And your eyes were so sparkly. I couldn't keep my eyes off of you after that, even though I was shy. And every time you looked up, I had to look away really quickly. I just fell into your eyes. And that sparkle, that little smile you gave me after a while, you realized I was checking you out. And then I don't know what possessed me. I've never had the nerve to do something like this. But I wrote my phone number on a matchbook. And I went to the bathroom and I asked the waiter on the way to give it to you. And he did. After I went to the bathroom, I came back and I watched him give it to you. And you looked up at me. But the thing was, when I went to the bathroom, I got a different angle of your table and I saw you were in a chair. And For a second, I almost stopped in my tracks. I wasn't expecting that. And I looked back up at you, and I could tell that you saw me realize in that moment. And I could tell that you also, in a millisecond, wondered if I was no longer interested. Do you remember thinking that? It wasn't long, it was just a flicker that passed across your eyes. I'm sorry I reacted like that. You know, it wasn't in my awareness some those days. So I went to the bathroom, and of course I thought about the matchbook that was on its way to you, sort of unstoppable, kind of like when you drop something in the mailbox, you can't get it back out anymore. And I wondered if you would call me and what I would say, and I knew I would go out with you if you called. It wasn't a question of that. It was just a question of if we do go out, what do I say? How do I act? I've never been on a date with someone in a wheelchair before. Where do we go? Can we take the bus? Do you drive? A million questions in a minute of time. But I had to go back to the table, and my parents were discussing something, and I had to focus on what they were saying, and then we were paying the bill and we were leaving, and I looked over and you were there still with your friends, enjoying a cigarette. And you saw me get up and leave, and you looked at me. I give you a little smile, uncertain smile. And then we left, and that could have been it. Oh, I'm so glad you called me. That took some guts. That really took some guts. Here, let me have your hand. Love your fingers. So sexy. You know, when the massage person takes each individual finger and kind of makes a pussy out of their fist and fucks each of your fingers. I love that. Do you like that? I'm gonna do that to you. Yeah, that's nice, right? And just pull it kind of a little bit at the end. Give it like a little jerk. A little fuck jerk. Here, give me your other hand. I'll do that one too. Yeah, well, you called, thank goodness. We went out, our first date. And the next few dates after that. It was about me falling deeper into your eyes and at the same time learning who you were and also learning about the chair and learning how to be comfortable with it. You know, just little things like, do you need help on the curb or do you not? And I remember noticing other people's reaction to you. You know, I would notice their reaction and then I would look at you to see if you noticed it, and you did. So then I was noticing you, noticing their reaction to you, and it broke my heart. But at the same time, I think that's when I started falling for you even more. Because I saw how big your heart was. Yeah, well, you treated them with grace, you know? You gave them the grace to be imperfectly human. And I could feel myself falling, tumbling, when somebody would look at you and stare, and we'd pass by, and then you'd say something forgiving them without even knowing them. Your heart is so big. You know, I love your eyes and your smile and your feet and your legs and your cock. But it's your heart that I love the most. Here, let me just rub your chest and feel your heart beating. I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional, I'm sorry. I just wish I could make us both invisible or so common as to be invisible. We have each other. Come here. I'll give you a kiss. Do you remember our first kiss? Of course you do. Me too. Here, move over a little bit. Shove over. I want to sit here and talk to you. I'll never forget that first kiss. You still smell the same way. I love the way you smell. It's so comforting and sexy all at the same time. It's very unique, and with your cigarettes, it's all mixed together. I love that. I love our story. That first kiss, you arranged that date, remember? It was such a pleasant surprise for me. I didn't have to do anything. That was so great. All I had to do was show up. You had everything planned. And your lips were so soft. But right above them, you'd been trying to grow that 5 o'clock shadow. Which took you like 2 weeks to grow. And that was tickly. But I like it. I like it. I still like it. I especially like it, you know, down there. When you're going down on me, that's when I like it the best. And tickle me with it. Yeah, but that kiss, it was amazing. You started really soft and gave me a little bit of tongue, and then you slid your right hand behind my head and your fingers through my hair behind my neck, the nape of my neck, and then you grabbed my hair into a fist. That was the first sign I had that you liked to be in control of things. And you pulled my head down slowly and attacked my neck with your mouth and your teeth, your lips, your growls. God, maybe that was a good kiss. That was a good kiss. Yeah, I want you to do it again. Oh, I love that on my neck. Oh, those growls. God, baby. Oh, you're getting turned on too, aren't you? Look, you gave me goosebumps all over. Look. Oh, you can't see? All right, look at this. I'll just take my shirt off. See? I have to take my bra off too. Why don't you take it off? Here, you take it. Warm me up. That's nice. Oh God, baby, look, it looks like you're ready for your cock massage. For your happy ending. All right. I'm ready to give it to you. More oil. And I just put my knee on the bed a little bit here. Okay. Right, you're hard already. You wouldn't mind if I gave you a little kiss, do you? You tell me how to go faster or slower. Whatever you say, sir. Little twist at the top. Okay. You want me to spit on it? Oh God, baby, you're so hard. Look at you. Oh. of faster. Oh. Okay. Look, if I do this from the bottom and squeeze all the way up. Oh, look at all that pre-cum coming out. I like doing that, and I like putting my thumb right in that ridge and playing with it. Putting my two fingers together at the tip and just pressing down until your cock forces them apart. And then going all the way down like that and back up. That your head kind of pops through my fingers. Is that gonna make you come? All right. I'm gonna change angles here and go on the other side of you. On my side of the bed. No, you know this is my side of the bed. There's never been any question about that. Here, just bend your hips. Turn a little bit towards me, baby. There's nothing like a nice slow blowjob on a Sunday afternoon, is there? Rub my lips all the way down and all the way up. Back and forth. Baby, can you hold my hair, please? Hold it out of the way. Thank you. Well, you could do that with it too if you want. You fuck my cheek like that. Stick my tongue out. Fits in my mouth so perfectly. Oh, I can take most of it. I only start to gag right at the very end when my nose is right up against your balls. Like that. Sorry. Could do this all day, baby. Especially when you do that with your hand on my ponytail. Using it like a gear shift and directing my head up and down. Oh. jerk it while I'm sucking on the head. It's getting very sloppy. You're getting ready to come, baby. Oh, come on. Sure. Come for me. Do you want to come in my mouth? Where do you want to come? You want to come on my boobs? Okay. Come on, baby. Oh, you're so fucking hard. Look how red your cock is. Oh, God. Shoot that load on me. I want to feel that hot, sticky load all over me. Oh, there you go. One more. Thank you, baby. That looks like it felt really good. I'm just gonna rub this in. I hear it's good for the skin. Move over a little bit, sweetie. Get a pillow and come right in. I'll cuddle with you. I'm so glad I had the guts to put my number on that matchbook. Do you know what today is? No, it's not my birthday. No, it's not Valentine's Day. Come on. Be serious. Do you know what day it is? Oh, you do. You're just joking with me. Yeah, it's a year. It's a year since that day that I sent the matchbook to you. I'm so glad you called. You had the guts to call. Oh, can you imagine if you didn't? Where would we be right now? We wouldn't be here with each other. All those worries I had at the beginning have developed into absolutely nothing. I love you. I love every inch of you. Not because of the chair. Not without the chair. I just love who I am when I'm with you. I love us together. We're so good together. It has nothing to do with anything else. And I love the way you're running your hand up and down my arm like that. So lightly. Your nails barely scratching. You're putting me to sleep.
At the same time, you're giving me so many goosebumps. Time for a nap, baby. I think it's your turn to be the big spoon. No, it's your turn. I was the big spoon last time. Come on now. I just gave you a full massage and a hand job and a blow job. Yeah, I thought you'd see things my way, mister. Yeah, I know you like to be the dominant one, but we all know who's really got things in control here, don't we? Hey! No! No tickling! No! Oh, come on. Don't get me all awake now. Go back to sleep. Oh, the sun on my skin is so nice. Oh. Mwah, mwah.